You're listening to the Building Psychological Strength Podcast, Professional Edition. My name is April Seifert. Not only am I a doctoral level psychologist, but I've been a successful entrepreneur for a number of years and have learned firsthand that building psychological strength can have a direct impact on your professional success. In this Friday edition of the podcast, I'll offer you tools, tips, tricks, and information to help you become stronger, more resilient, and more successful. Let's get to it. Oscar Wilde said, "To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance." Happy Friday, everybody. I'm excited you're here. We're going to be talking about a topic this week that I am incredibly passionate about, one that impacts my life, no joke, on a daily basis, every single day. And by the end of this episode, my goal is to convince you that it should impact your life on every single day. What's the topic? I mean, technically, the topic we're talking about today is self-care. Don't turn this off, because there are some twists and turns in this episode that you are not expecting that will make it much more useful, I think, than any other conversation you've ever had about the topic of self-care. So let's start there. And we'll also talk a little bit about what in the heck that has to do with your professional success as well. So don't feel like you got lost and think this is a Wednesday episode and we're talking about life. We are really talking about self-care and its connection to your professional success. Here's the deal. How many of you have looked out on Instagram or Facebook or other places, the internet, and seen images related to self-care? What immediately comes to mind? Be honest. Maybe bubble baths, pedicures, massages. I mean, all of that is wonderful. It's wonderful. But how many of you also look at those types of activities and when you think about incorporating them into your life, you feel guilty? Or you feel like that's not really the way that I feel like I want to spend my time. It doesn't feel as productive. Or maybe you look at that and you think, I just don't know if there is a pedicure good enough that will help me feel the way that I want to feel in order to show up as my best in my professional life. And if you're thinking any of those things, high five, me too. As I looked at self-care on the internet, those were the thoughts that I had. And that doesn't diminish the fact that I absolutely need self-care in my life. As a person who is running multiple businesses, chasing multiple kids, trying to be the spouse to someone who works shift work, life is complex. There's a lot of responsibility there. And it requires me to be able to show up and perform at my best. And when I looked at those images of self-care that I saw on the internet and on social media, those same thoughts that I just articulated were what went through my head. I'm like, there is not a bubble bath good enough that will help me show up for my day in the way that I need to show up and be successful and still feel like I have some gas in the tank at the end of the day, because that's ultimately what I was going for. And now because of that, I started digging into, okay, what does self-care do? What is the purpose of it? Is it just relaxation? I would argue that's an important part of it, but is that the whole thing? Is there more to it? What role should self-care play? What goal is it helping us achieve? I'm putting on my life design hat here, right? Let's start with the end in mind. Let's think about what we're trying to get out of it before we just jump into a set of activities that may or may not help us reach that goal and just add more random activities to an already busy day, an already busy calendar. So I started thinking about it, and because of that thinking, I went through this process of developing basically a life design process of figuring out, okay, if my goal is to show up as the best version of me every single day, the life design process and the human-centered design process would say, okay, let's define what that best version is. Let's figure out what that is. And for me, what that means is that I show up feeling confident and organized. I feel informed about what's coming that day, that week, maybe a couple of weeks out. I feel like my to-do list has a spot on my calendar. When I look at the things that I need to get done, I can see on my calendar where they are going to occur. It makes me feel like I'm in control and like I have a handle on all of the crazy chaos that's going on around me. No bubble bath does that for me. And so because of that process of going through this for myself, what I identified is something that I like to call the self-care pyramid. Now, if you've joined us for Wednesday episodes, I'll link a couple of them below just so that you can get a deeper dive if you want that level of depth in this topic. The self-care pyramid is something we've talked about on Wednesday episodes quite a bit. And what this is a much more comprehensive approach to thinking about self-care in a way that I haven't seen anybody else talk about it. So I'm going to run you through the pyramid really quick, and we're going to focus on one slice of that pyramid. There's three slices. We're going to focus on the middle slice of that pyramid for the context of this conversation, because I think, and in my experience of applying this for years now, it has had the biggest impact in my professional success, and I really think it's going to have an impact on yours as well. So let's dive into what the self-care pyramid is. Self-care pyramid has three levels. At the top of the pyramid is level three. And it, you can think about it if you've heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? There's sort of a basic bottom level that's the basic stuff we need to survive and feel safe and that type of thing. And then way at the top of the pyramid is self-actualization. This is a loftier goal, something that we are able to do once our lower needs are met. Very similar situation with the self-care pyramid. At the top, instead of self-actualization, these are luxury items. These are items that are there for pure enjoyment, pure relaxation. For me, and this is a very individual way of defining this, so if yours doesn't align exactly the way that mine does, yours is right for you. Absolutely. Right? We're doing life design right now. This, you are the main character in your life. I am the main character in mine. So take this all with a grain of salt. Understand that your activities may belong in slightly different places on this pyramid, but I'm going to describe mine just to give you a concrete example, but adjust it. Make this your own. Top of the pyramid, luxury, relaxation, pure enjoyment activities. This is where hobbies that are there just for your enjoyment, this is where those go. This is where your massage goes. This is where the bubble bath goes. This is where the pedicure goes. For me, those activities are pure enjoyment. That's the reason why I engage in them. And they're necessary, but they don't serve to be a full comprehensive view of self-care if you only look at them in isolation. So that's the top of this pyramid. We're going to go all the way down to the bottom of the pyramid, to the base. These are level one self-care activities. And this is very similar to what you'll find at the base of Maslow's hierarchy. This is basic human needs. Things like eating, sleeping, drinking water, resting during the day, giving yourself a chance to recharge. These are the basic things that you need in order to keep your body fed, watered, rested, and going. This is the stuff that you would do for your houseplant. Except we're slightly more complicated than that. These activities are absolutely necessary. They are not activities that need to be earned. You do not need to earn lunch. You do not need to get so much done before lunch, before you can eat. Oh, I can't go. I haven't gotten enough done yet. No. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to drink a glass of water. So those basic things are what keep your body healthy in a physical sort of way. Those belong on the bottom, and they need to be examined in the context of this broader view of self-care, because they fall by the wayside. The second we get busy, sleep goes out the window. The second we feel like we have too much to do, we don't eat lunch properly. Like, actually eat our food. These things go out the window, which is why they belong on that pyramid. They're not pure enjoyment. They're not just relaxation. They're basic needs, but I believe that they belong there simply because there's something that we need to keep in mind that we do for ourselves on a daily basis. Now, the middle of the pyramid, you're probably wondering, like, what the heck is missing? Like, what's missing? And this is the part that I want to focus on for the remainder of this episode because it's the part that I've seen have the biggest impact in my professional success. Level two self-care needs or level two self-care activities are ones that support you in showing up as your best in the way that you feel when you're at your best. Now, at the beginning of the episode, I described that for me, right? I feel like when you think about days where you really felt like you killed it, you fired on all cylinders. I'm confident. I feel like I know when things are going to get done. I'm not worried about my to-do list because I know when stuff's going to get done. I know what's coming. I feel informed. I'm able to go into my day feeling relatively calm and engaged because I know what I'm dealing with. I've taken the time to take care of that. A bubble bath doesn't do that, and eating lunch doesn't do that. It requires a different set of activities. For me, what helps me maintain that mindset or have that mindset going in is a really strong morning routine, which means every single morning I get up, I use the same productivity journal, the same productivity planner. I do a little bit of gratitude. I set a goal for the day. I have targets that I'm tracking toward, things that I want to get done for the day. I plan out all the meetings that I have. I review those. I put my target things that I want to get done into my calendar. And I do that not only for today, but I look a week ahead. And every week, I look a couple weeks to a month ahead. And every month, I definitely look a month ahead. So I'm always looking at how are things going today? How do they look in the future? What's on my to-do list and where does it fit? That's an activity that I came up with because I need to have that level of visibility to feel calm, confident, in control, to feel like I can go into my day without anxiety, without having this running monologue of worry going on in my head because I feel like I might be missing something. Is there a ball that I'm dropping? Now, for you, this might look a little bit different. So what I would urge you to think about is within the context of your professional life, that's what we're talking about here, right? But you can do this outside of this. I mean, heck, use this episode for whatever is most helpful for you. But within the context of your professional life, what do you look like when you're at your best? What does that look like? How do you feel? And then flip to the other side. This was helpful for me as well. What do you look like when you're at your worst? When you're not showing up the way that you want to show up. For me, that is anxious. That is a multitasker. I'm moving really erratically. I'm worrying about things that aren't getting done. It's a very fast-moving, frantic sort of feeling. That's when I'm not at my best. And if we can think about those two bookends of the continuum, what activities might you... You're not wedding yourself to these. We're experimenting. This is life design. What activities might you undertake that could move you further in the direction of your best self more often? What are they? For me, I'll just be really open. I'm an Enneagram 3. I'm a very type A sort of person. That type of planning activity, that type of somewhat rigidity in my day allows me ultimate flexibility outside of the things that I need to have squared away and planned. It allows me to feel much more spontaneous because I know I have the big important things taken care of. That's how I function. You might need a different set of activities, but the point of all of this is for you to think about one, the end game. The end game is for you to show up as your best. Your biological needs are met, you have some relaxation and enjoyment in your life, and you are not forgetting the set of activities that you could build into your day in order to help you show up as that best self. So you're starting with that end game. You're starting with a good definition of what you're designing for. We're designing to get you to that best self place. And then you're thinking about activities that might help you get there. Give this a try. I've been doing this for probably 3 years now, and there is not a single other thing that I can point to that has been more impactful on my professional success and my enjoyment of the way that my week goes. There hasn't been a single thing that's been more impactful than this. And that's why I wanted to share it with you. If you want more information, we actually have a mini course on this exact process. It goes into much more depth and gives you some good worksheets and things like that that you can use if you actually wanted to design this in earnest, like you really feel like this is something you need. I think it's $29 on our website. It's really inexpensive. If you go to peakmindpsychology.com/self-care, you can get all the details on that program. It's called Self Care by Design. I made it. Obviously, I think it's awesome, but it's really the process that I went through to figure out how to set up these activities in my life to show up as my best self. And like I said, transformational impact on the way that I approach my professional work, how I feel, and ultimately how successful I've been. And that's what I want for you. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me for this professional edition of the Building Psych Strength podcast. If you're an entrepreneur or a business professional and you're interested in becoming more successful, hit the subscribe button. Until next week, friends, be strong, be resilient, and be successful.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.